Alright everyone, welcome back to Masculine Dominant Force. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Finding forgiveness and letting go of resentment. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Logan, isn't that a bit touchy-feely? Trust me, it's far from it. This is about reclaiming your power, not giving in to some emotional burden. We all get hurt. We all experience anger and frustration, but holding on to that resentment? That's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down, keeps you from moving forward. Listen, I've been there. I've had my fair share of moments where I felt wronged, betrayed, even downright angry. But here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened to you. It's not about saying, what they did was okay. Forgiveness is about freeing yourself from the grip of those negative emotions so you can move on, grow, and become a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Let me lay down some key takeaways for you today. Number one, acknowledging your pain is essential. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it doesn't exist. Recognize that hurt feelings are valid and give yourself permission to feel them without judgment. Next up, understanding the other person's perspective can be a game changer. I know, sometimes it's hard to see things from their side, especially if they messed up big time. But trying to understand their motivations, their background, even their fears can shed light on their actions and help you find some compassion. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It's about acknowledging the hurt, learning from it, and choosing not to let it define your future. Think of it like this. Imagine a scar. It's a reminder of an injury, but it doesn't have to dictate how you move through life. You can still be strong, confident, and capable despite that scar. Number four, forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip overnight. Be patient with yourself. There will be good days and bad days. Some days, forgiveness might feel like a mountain to climb, but keep taking those small steps forward. Even acknowledging the desire to forgive is a victory in itself. And finally, remember that forgiveness is ultimately a gift you give to yourself. It's about releasing the weight of anger and resentment so you can live a lighter, freer life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've been trying to rekindle things with an old friend who hurt you badly in the past. You're full of mixed emotions, frustration, hurt, even a flicker of hope. Every time you think about reaching out, that old pain surfaces. You feel hesitant, unsure if it's even worth it. Sound familiar? Ever felt stuck in that loop of anger and resentment, unable to move forward because of past hurts? That's where forgiveness comes in. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning their actions. It means choosing to release the grip that negativity has on you so you can create space for healing and new beginnings. Think about it. If you choose to forgive, you open the door to reconnect with your friend, rebuild trust, and maybe even rediscover a valuable bond. You break free from the shackles of anger and resentment, allowing yourself to experience genuine joy and connection again. That's the power of forgiveness. It sets you free. Remember, forgiveness isn't about weakness. It's about strength. It takes courage to let go of pain, to choose compassion over bitterness, and to believe in the possibility of healing. So today I challenge you to take a step towards forgiveness. Reflect on any past hurts that are weighing you down, acknowledge your feelings, and consider the benefits of releasing those negative emotions. You deserve peace, freedom, and the ability to move forward with clarity and purpose. Now, go out there and reclaim your power. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I'm always here to keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and never stop striving for greatness.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.